every Saturday preaching.
Okay. No, I mean that last name, though. I think I've heard of that name, but yeah.
That's not the, I just hand out a basic tract.
That's fine. I just want, I want to have what you want to see what you hand out. Has you got your contact info on it?
No. No. Just Living Waters.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Test Ray Comfort.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
I don't know where you stand on all this stuff.
Be careful with.
I don't know where you stand. I don't know where you stand on. No, I don't believe.
I don't know about you either.
Well, right. So you can test me, the Word of God. But see, here's the thing:
as long as we say Jesus, right, and we keep the message simple.
Well,
Jesus Christ died for us. We're all sinners. All have fallen short of the glory of God.
Okay.
Right. And we need Jesus. Jesus is the only way to heaven because he covers our sins.
Right.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody
right.
comes to the Father except through me.
Right.
Right. And
so I'm agreeing with you.
And we believe that God the Father raised him from the dead on the third day.
Right.
Then you shall be saved.
That's it? You're done.
That's the first step.
That's the first
and
step?
And then he says, yeah.
So it's not the end. It's not the end then.
No.
Okay, so that's not the end of the gospel then.
Unless you be born again. Right.
There you go. So now you had faith in Christ. You'll see it on my gospel card.
Yep.
Faith in Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection, his perfect righteousness you need, I need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Repentance.
Repentance, absolutely.
I'm sure you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You didn't mention it.
Okay,
I
mentioned God's.
So repentance is, this is a big problem in American church system, and Ray Comfort has this problem. Repentance is leaving sin.
Oh, yeah.
Changing your mind, leaving sin. Now, Ray Comfort doesn't believe.
You're bought with the.
Ray Comfort doesn't believe this is sinful. Ray Comfort doesn't believe things like pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, maybe you don't, are sinful. They are. So the problem comes in, what's your first name?
Doug.
I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie.
Jim. Hey, Debbie.
Yeah, we love you. We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah, I love you. So the big problem is repentance. I just talked to a young man who was standing here drinking, half drunk, and his pastor's telling him, you're fine. He just got saved, he said. You're fine going to the Packer game because your sins are all covered by Jesus. So here's the problem. You place your faith in Christ and his shed blood, and then you repent. And when you repent, God sees a willing vessel, and you become a new creation.
That's right.
Born again.
Born
now
again.
Here's the fruit.
Bought with the price.
Yep. Amen. And so we're not bought to do this.
No.
All right.
Heck no.
So we're bought with a price.
That's right.
And here's the fruit that you're born of God. It's another place the American.
That's right.
It's another place the American church falls flat. They fall flat on repentance. They fall flat on holiness. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. They don't teach you that the fruit of a holy, born-again person of God is the Holy Spirit. John 14 now teaches you the truth of the Word of God. And Jesus said he will teach you all truth.
That's
not
right.
Some, not half, not a quarter. And what he'll do is if you start seeking, you'll start going, wait a minute, this is idolatrous. This is rowdy.
Ask
this is violent.
Back, right?
And so what the American church system, and Ray Comfort included, I've heard him. I've got a testing. You put Ray Comfort exposed up, my testing comes up.
Really?
I've been doing this for years. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, you'll find the Unbiblical Teachers blog.
I got
a whole bunch of false teachers on there, but I've got 3,500 teaching resources.
Okay.
I got a lot more teaching than exposing. But I'm forced to expose false teachers because they're on every corner. So faith to repentance. You're born again. Holiness and obedience. You come out of the world.
Yes.
You come out of the pagan holidays. You come out of the culture. Movies, sports, politics, entertainment. These are not of God's kingdom. You'll see my card has two kingdoms. This is Satan's kingdom.
Absolutely.
That whole thing going on
out of this world.
Yeah, the whole thing going on with Biden and Trump, this is Satan's kingdom. That is not God's kingdom. God's kingdom is within you now if you're born of him, and it's coming in fire. And I tell people, Lambeau Field's going to be burned up. Ooh, I almost got punched saying that. Okay.
Yeah,
so I would encourage you, I love your zeal being out here. I would encourage you though, to go deeper. You probably go to like a Sunday church system, right?
Yep.
Okay. So they probably keep Christmas and Easter.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. They probably keep things like Sunday is the Lord's Day. These are all Roman Catholic given institutions.
Constantine.
Yeah. And here's it. Good Friday. Let me give you this real quick, Doug.
Yeah.
Good Friday. Are you good at math?
Yeah.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
To Sunday morning.
Yeah, I get it.
It doesn't work.
Right.
Why
right.
do the evangelicals follow the Roman Catholics in the lie?
Yes.
It's a lie.
The Roman Catholics.
Revelation 22:14-15 says practicing a lie keeps you outside the kingdom. One lie killed Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
So why do the evangelicals keep doing it? When Jesus died on a Wednesday night, the day before the high Sabbath. He rose on Saturday. You know why?
It's beautiful.
No.
He's our Sabbath rest. He rose on Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest. So all of these false traditions, and Mark 7, 6 through 9. I hope this sticks with you. I hope you go home and go, hey, that crazy street preacher told me this. Mark 7, 6 through 9. Jesus looks at the Pharisees.
Yep.
And thank you for listening. I appreciate it. The most moral people on the face of the earth. They had a bad heart.
In their own sight, yeah.
They had a bad heart, but they were keeping Torah.
Oh, that's
and
true.
They were instructing. Yeah, right. There was nobody holier on the earth than them, but they had a bad heart. Jesus looked at them and said, you've added the washing of pots and cups. The Pharisees told people they had to come in and wash up before they could go before God. And Jesus said, my Father's word says nothing like that. And he said, because you've added your man-made traditions, you worship me in vain. Over pots and cups. I have a question, Andy. What would Jesus say if he walked into the average evangelical place today?
Oh, that's a good question.
Pagan holiday, pagan Easter, pagan Christmas,
right.
Worldliness. I have young men. I have young men contacting me and telling me when they go to church, they have to look at the floor to not lust.
Wow.
Because the women are all walking around showing off.
Yeah.
And I've had women say the same thing about men.
Sure.
So these places don't teach people how to go deep, how to dress. This is a big topic. I got it on my website, how we're supposed to dress our temple. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to adorn it in sports teams. And God actually killed an animal and covered us. Have you ever studied that?
Yes.
Put us in what we're supposed to wear. So I just offer you all those things to say, if you really want to follow Christ in spirit and truth, you can't follow the evangelical or the non-denominational system. You have to repent and come out of that.
Hold on a second, because for me, to say, okay, I'm going to celebrate Christmas, I'm going to celebrate Jesus' birth, doesn't matter what day I celebrate it on.
But hold on. So a couple arguments there. One, you're adding to the worship of God that God never ordained. Have you noticed God in the Old Testament? He wanted things a certain way. Uzzah touched the ark when it was fallen. What happened to him?
Right.
God killed him.
New Testament. We're
right?
Grace.
But no. But grace calls for obedience. You don't get the grace of God unless you obey. Do you believe Ray Comfort, I think, is closer on this? I know he's not a Calvinist, so he's got that going for him.
Okay.
I don't know if you are or not. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27, you know what it says? If we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice for sin. So what that means is if you keep things you know are false and sinful and against God and you keep doing them, Jesus' blood doesn't cover you. So to keep Christmas, which God never... I'm just throwing up.
Yeah.
To keep what God didn't ordain, that's rebellion. To keep lies, that's sin. To keep the Sunday church system, that's sin.
Paul said, should I keep on sinning that grace aboundeth more? No.
That's what the evangelicals and non-denoms, that's what everybody's doing. That's what, how many people have told me, my pastor says I'm fine here.
Oh.
And they're wearing beads and drinking and smoking. And this is what we're
because
warring against.
Because they're affiliated with the church, they think they're safe.
Yes, this is my problem. So when you go deep in theology, whether it's your dress, how you talk, how you act, God has a say in these things. And he wants things his way. It will not be your way.
Yeah.
It will not be my way.
And if he would expose, now I'm gonna pray about this, and he will reveal it, right? Christmas, like you said.
Well, Friday, read the word; it reveals it. And the Spirit will convict you and confirm it.
That's what I'm looking for.
But the word
for,
already
right?
teaches it.
Yeah, okay.
Here's one for you. I don't want to embarrass you.
No.
You're standing here talking about the things of God.
Yeah.
You notice what my wife has on her head?
No.
What is it? It's a head covering.
Right. Right.
1 Corinthians 11 tells women to veil their heads.
Yeah, okay.
Men are told to have their heads uncovered when we're preaching, prophesizing, and doing anything.
Okay.
And you would never stand in a pulpit with that on your head. I know you
No, not at all.
God's everywhere. See how they're not teaching you the theology to go deep. We shouldn't preach with our heads covered because...
I wear this so I don't get sunburned.
Look at me, sir. Look at me, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm a full-time street preacher. I travel the country. I'm in Florida.
No way.
I got hundreds of street preacher videos on my website.
Oh, my.
I go to Florida and I bake.
Yeah.
I go all over.
Oh, man.
I'm going to obey God.
Yeah,
and he gives me grace for it. He gives me grace
so
for
even
it.
In the New Testament, it talks about head covering.
1 Corinthians 11.
How come I didn't know this?
Who are you following? What are you studying?
Yeah.
My website will help you for free. I don't take anybody's money.
I don't want anybody's money.
I'm all in, man. Yeah, good. I hope you call me and we'll Bible study together. And here's my offer to men.
Yeah.
I got, by the grace of God, I got thousands of articles. Because I've been studying for years. It's not my truth. It's God's truth. Everything I have. My wife and I used to be this.
Yeah.
We weren't born this way.
Yeah.
We didn't come out of the Anabaptists or the Amish or the Mennonite. We were worldly drunks. My wife will tells women all the time she's dressed like a harlot.
Go to God, brother.
Right? She used to dress like a harlot. Right? We had to repent and come out of this. And so what we tell people is we know this well. We came out of this. And if you want to study the Word of God and go deep with people that want holiness and obedience, few are going to make it. 8 got on the ark. 3 came out of Sodom out of thousands. Do you know how many came out of Egypt that were with Israel that got to go into the Holy Land? Out of 600,000 men.
Is it Aaron?
Joshua and Caleb.
Okay.
Joshua and Caleb. They're the only ones that got to go out of 2. My brother took this number and said 600,000 to 2, just using the same percentage for fun.
Uh-huh.
330 million Americans. That would have been 1,500. What I got an article on few. What I'm teaching you is few is few.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Luke 18:8, will there be any true faith left when I return? So my hope is, when I run into street preachers, is that one, you get your life and conform to be fully biblical. And then, whatever you preach and proclaim, if you're not calling them out of the world, this, and you're not calling them out of man-made religion, you're not really loving them. You're just telling them go to church somewhere.
I'm definitely doing that. I mean, I need to add things to my
repertoire. Yes, yes.
Like you have. You've got that knowledge. I don't.
Yes, yes. I want you to go deep.
I'm about a year into this.
Wow, okay. Great, great. So, that's awesome. So go deep. Go deep. And I always give God glory in this. Ready?
Yeah.
We came to Christ. We were worldly, partying, wicked sinners. Dressed like a harlot. I used to be a bodybuilder when I was younger. I know all about pride and vanity. I used to love sports, hunting, fishing. Within the first year of studying the scriptures, we went to a religious system for about 4 or 5 months. We were studying the scriptures. Everything the Bible said not to do, they were doing. Everything the Bible said to do, they wouldn't do. We left. Within a year, Doug, we had our life. That was 15 years ago. Within a year, we had our life, I would say, 98% biblical. I had to learn more about dress.
Okay.
We had to tweak a few things. But we had our doctrine, our gospel, our life, 98%. And not by me. I'm no smart guy. All I got is the Word of God and the Spirit of God. 98%. So I teach people, this is my challenge to you. Take a break from man-made religion. Take a break. Take 2 months off. Tell everybody, you know what? I'm going in the Word. I'll see you at the other end maybe.
Okay.
Go into the Word and say to God, God, speak to me. I'm going to read the Word. I'm going to pray. Show me what's true. What that man telling me true. This is God appointed. Is what that man telling me true? Do I have to go deeper? And Jesus said, you're going to lose your friends, your family.
Yeah.
We lost virtually everyone.
Yeah.
They all want the world.
Yes,
and they want the man-made church system. They don't want to be a spectacle for Jesus. They don't want to stand out. They don't want to call. So my challenge to men, and I'm here to help disciple them as we both follow Jesus, is that it's going to cost you. You're not going to go back into your Baptist system and say, guys, look at all this good news. They're going to go, shut up about that. You're going to clear this building out. Women won't dress this way. This is what the Bible calls for. Pride. God hates pride more than anything. You know that. He hates pride more than anything. And one sin took mankind into the fall. One sin killed an Isaac and Samira. One sin kept Moses out of the Holy Land. Sin matters. And all these people telling me sin doesn't matter. Grace, grace, grace. No. Here's what I tell people all the time. Maybe this example. Have you ever been to court?
Yes.
All right. You're standing before a righteous
I'm going
judge.
Tomorrow.
Okay. You're going to stand before a righteous judge maybe. And he looks at your record and he goes, Doug, I see that you robbed a Quick Trip. And you go, yeah, I did it. And they go, yeah, we got you on video. And you go, yeah, I did it. And he goes, Doug, you don't have a record. This is unbelievable. I feel graceful today, Doug. I feel like I'm full of mercy to judge things. I can give you 6 months probation, or I can send you to jail for 10 years. What say you, judge? What say you, Doug, to me, the judge? And you stand before the judge and you go, hey, judge, I think you should be cool and let me go no matter what. And I'm probably going to rob more Quick Trips and stuff and break the law all the time, but I think you should let me go because, you know, I'm just a big criminal. What's a righteous judge going to say to you?
No way. Mocking you up.
He's going to say you're making a mockery of my
that's
court.
Right.
But 10 years to think about it.
That's right.
What if you go before that judge and you go, Your Honor, I'm sorry. I had a bad day. I was actually drunk when I did it. I will never do it again. Please have mercy and grace on me, Your Honor. I know that you have control over my fate. Please don't send me to jail. And the judge goes, I see something in you. 6 months probation. Don't come back in my courtroom and it's off your record. Do you see how I made myself eligible for grace?
Absolutely.
I don't just sin and tell God I'm covered by the grace. That's trampling.
That's what I said. What did Paul say?
Do I sin more? The grace abounds?
No, no.
And the Spirit that's in you won't let you keep sinning. He calls you out, and everything, everything, how you dress, how you act, how you talk, how you spend your money, who you associate with, what you do with your time.
Yeah.
I just put a teaching up called Temple Theology.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody covers it.
Nobody teaches you how to dress biblical according to God's word. And it's beautiful. Nobody teaches you what to put in your temple. Right? There is one food law for us. I don't teach Torah. There is one food law. God said in Genesis 9 and in Acts 15, don't eat blood. So if you eat steak, you should drain it out good because God said don't eat the blood. So the Gentiles have that one food law. But then what else goes in? Sights. Man, I see these women coming and I gotta look.
That's right.
I gotta look down. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just a man.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely. Whoa.
Thank God there's music now.
And then these people are wearing crosses. And I tell people it takes a lot more to follow Jesus than a cross. Here's a t-shirt. Okay? And so I just did that in the Temple Theology about God cares what goes on. God cares what goes in. God cares what goes around us. He says, mark and avoid false teachers. That's why I marked and avoid Ray Comfort. Do you know Ray Comfort was on Joyce Meyer's?
No, I didn't.
Do you know he's on TBN, the Word of Faith Network?
No, I didn't.
Look at my testing on Ray Comfort on my own biblical teacher's blog. You'll be amazed. Yeah. He's a compromised man to sell his books. You know what he does to draw a crowd? Ready? I get a little podium. See, I'll be preaching here, and I'll get a few people to talk to on any given day. Ray Comfort draws crowds. You know how?
Trivia contest.
He stands up and he goes, okay, we're going to have a trivia contest. And the people get around and they have a trivia contest. And then he gives them a gospel track at the end.
Okay.
That's not preaching. That's not preaching the biblical gospel. That's entertainment. That's a sideshow. Jesus said, go, lift up your voice, preach the gospel, call people to repentance. Then he said to do something else that evangelicalism doesn't do. Teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. How many doctrines, how many ordinances do they tell you that there is? Baptism and Lord's Supper. That's all they tell you. There's two. You know there's hundreds of ordinances God gave. We covered a couple of them. Cover your head, uncover your head, wear a tunic, come out of the world, how to spend your money, don't associate with false teachers. Paul says if a brother's lazy, don't even eat with him. There's hundreds of ordinances. And what are they there for? Not to squelch our fun, to guide us. Doctrine means instruction. And Paul said in the last days, people will come, they don't want sound doctrine.
No, that's for sure. Yeah. So I love your idea that what hit home to me was take 2 months off of religion.
Yes.
And just
call into scriptures. Yeah. Go into scriptures and say, God, that was an appointed meeting. You did speaking to my heart. Go to my scriptures. And if you have questions or if you have any challenges for me, call me. We'll go over it. If I got something wrong, I'm going to repent. I'm a preacher of righteousness. Yeah. I better have this right.
Yeah.
I do this full time all over the country. We don't take anyone's money. We fund ourselves. We live in a van. We have a camper van.
Okay.
And we just travel. We headed back to a big festival in center part of Wisconsin. We just came out of the Dells and we're preaching there.
Wow.
And then we're going and headed out east and we're going to be preaching through Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then we're going to work down the East Coast. And we go south in Florida because it's like this. Everybody's outside.
Yeah.
Nobody's outside here in January.
Yeah, that's right.
Zero out. So that's why we go and we do that. We love you.
God bless you, man.
We love you, man. I really do. I hope to hear from you.
All right.
Check out my... Check out my website, and again, I'd love to study the Word with you, and if there's something that you think I have wrong, you don't love me if you don't come and say, you know what, I think you got that wrong, and this is how we sharpen iron,
Amen.
To encourage you to go deeper,
Amen.
And for me to go deeper.
Awesome.
God we love you. God be praised.